Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. My posture is fantastic right now. I'm going to try and see if I can do this entire podcast with a book on my head. But because this is an audio only medium, you won't be able to tell if I am actually doing it or not.
Yes. And, you know, I know you love your snack chat.
Yeah.
Do you have any particular rules about how much butter should be on every bite of bread?
I'd say approximately a shit ton.
So maybe the Southern way actually works.
I bought a loaf of bread earlier today, so I can go downstairs right now and get it. And then I can make everyone listening to the podcast right now listen to me tear up bread into small bits and eat it. How does that sound, everyone? Sound good? Because I think it sounds fantastic.
What would your parents do if the next family dinner you show up and they pass the rolls and you tear one little piece, dip into the butter, butter that piece, and then proceed to continue to do that the new way?
I think they get mad at me for like getting crumbs in the butter, because you can't tell me that ripping method does not lead to crumbs in the butter. And I am so deeply against crumbs in my butter. That's not a euphemism, folks. That's just the truth. It grosses me out.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to dig into with these Southern ways, but
I guess so we had much to Jim, dig into and so little at the same time.
I think we had Jim on the wrong week because he could have told us about.
He did message me to be like, I'm so mad they're at like an etiquette class in Birmingham, which is a really cool city. Yeah. They're wasting their time.
Yeah, you would never know. It's like they had nothing else to do.
I like at first, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't paying attention like 100%. Shocker, I do that for every single episode. I don't know if you guys been able to notice that.
But your favorite, sorry, the hometown week, you weren't paying attention.
Oh god, I like thought that was her house and that like that was mom like making him do this, and I was like, wait a sec, and then it like clicked what was happening. But I was perplexed for a mom, as they say. Yeah,
exactly. Well, then you missed one of my favorite parts of the episode, which was Colton's reaction to finding out what they were going to be doing on this date.
I did miss that, so please describe it to me.
You can really just see the moment his face drops. Like, she said something like, well, I'm going to turn you into the perfect Southern gentleman. I don't know if he thought that they were going to go on a shopping spree or what, but he was like really excited at first. Then she's like, we're going to etiquette class. And then his face just kind of freezes. Like the smile freezes, but the eyes are dead. So good.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I think you'd agree with me, but this is the worst date of all time.
Definitely the worst hometown date. Like, if we've talked a lot about like what you would do if we were on the show and someone came to our town and the things you would show them. So for this to be the choice, yeah, not it. I don't know if it's as bad as these Fear Factor type dates, but in terms
I would rather eat like grasshoppers abound than go to one of these etiquette classes. I promise you. Yeah. I was rolling my eyes so hard I had to wear a sleep mask to keep my eyes from like getting further damaged.
Yeah.
We're getting super ahead of ourselves because Hannah's date, although as my sources tell me, came first chronologically in our lives, did not come chronologically first in the episode.
No.
That was Kaylin.
Plus, we have some news I want to get into as well. So
yeah, so it's been, I'd say, like an interesting week in pop culture. So why don't I describe the Kardashian stuff first? Because I know you guys don't come here for a Kardashian podcast. I feel like we keep our podcast pretty free of Kardashian, whether you like them or not.
Whether you're keeping up, whether you're not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter here. We're inclusive of all. But this, what Amy's going to tell you, it has a pre-story, because it's insane. So let's go back.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian, the oldest and most people say favorite Kardashian sister, was
dating... She's not the oldest.
She's... Isn't she?
Kourtney is.
What?
Yeah. Khloe's like third.
What? No, I thought...
Kourtney, Kim, Khloe.
Khloe's... What? No.
Yes,
no.
She's what? The tallest. Khloe Kardashian. Age.
I'm blown away.
30, I always thought 34. Kourtney's like 39.
Oh my God. Really?
Yep.
That's insane. Maybe I should be keeping up with the Kardashians better. Anyway, she was dating Cleveland Cavaliers basketball player Tristan Thompson. He's Canadian. We're not claiming him right now. And they had been dating, and just before she gave birth to their baby, True, last year, he was caught up in a cheating scandal. It was caught on film. He's an idiot. When you're 6'8 and dating a Kardashian, don't cheat on her in public because people will film you. Mm-hmm. That's just my suggestion to you. I don't think we have a whole lot of NBA players listening to this, but you just never know. Anyway, so they have the baby and they kind of reconciled. It's been like, are they or are they not together for like the last year? And then a couple weeks ago or a week ago, I truly can't remember because it feels like it's been 5 years and 1 second at the same time. Kylie Jenner, Khloe's younger half sister's best friend, Jordan Woods, was spotted making out with Tristan Thompson. So this was a lot of betrayal on both sides. Everyone's really upset. Amy, continue.
Okay. So then suddenly I start seeing all these stories about Khloe Kardashian in the running to be next Bachelorette. And the creator of The Bachelor, Mike Fleiss, is tweeting up a storm about, oh, you know, I'm in turn. Khloe's into it. And then Kim chimes in. I wish I had them all in front of me. There's articles detailing like the whole exchange and timeline, like fake news. And then Mike Fleiss goes on to say, like, how would Kim know? We have strict confidentiality rules. And then it culminates with Khloe tweeting at him. This one I have to pull up. So Khloe,
because I love this one.
Yes, this is
big fan really of good. This tweet because Mike Fleiss is a grade A douchebag. Yeah. He is quite possibly one of the worst people in reality television.
Yes. So yeah, he says, FYI, we have strict confidentiality agreements with the Bachelorette candidates. Khloe Kardashian couldn't tell Kim Kardashian anyway. And any decision regarding Khloe Kardashian as a new The Bachelorette will need to be approved by my dear friend, Kris Jenner. And just kind of doing like, stay tuned. And then Kim shared a screenshot from a text thread with her mom and says, are you guys in talks with The Bachelorette? And Kris Jenner says, no, LOL. Khloe Kardashian says, ew, I mean, put some respect on my name. And then, let's see. I cannot find her actual tweet. You find it?
Khloe's I'm not tweet? Sure.
This article.
Let me look. Khloe Bachelorette tweet. Okay, let's do this.
I'm seeing all these Mike Fleiss ones. Like,
okay. Enjoy that vocal fry. Okay, got it. So, Khloe quote tweets Mike Fleiss's tweet about we have strict confidentiality agreements, and she says, and I quote, so swearing haters,
yeah,
I'm sorry, this is a direct quote, I'm not fucking clickbait right now, stop or you'll be hearing from my lawyers, how insensitive. And like, she has an excellent point, that is right. Super insensitive. You're trying to get ratings up on your show, you're using like her, who cares how rich and famous she is, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's going through like a really horrific situation right now. And it's pretty awful that Mike Fleiss is trying to use that as like ratings bait.
Yeah. Would her first move really be to be like, okay, I've got to be on a new show. I've got to find my man this way.
No.
Yeah. And so then his response, one of the things we look for in choosing hashtag The Bachelorette is a great sense of humor. Might be time to look elsewhere. I sincerely offered our assistance. If a certain someone thinks he or she doesn't need our help to find true love, so be it. But yeah, continuing to tweet about it. And yeah. Yeah.
If she was The Bachelorette, I'd give the over-under at people there for the right reasons. Set at one and I'd take the under.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So caused a big stir. Of course, the story broke, you know, the day after we recorded our podcast, as always, these kind of things do. But yeah, came and went. But he's still trying to keep it relevant in some way. And then I think he was tweeting during this episode about like, what did he say? Like, there's other big celebrities in the mix. I mean, we haven't seen them go off of a previous cast member for The Bachelorette ever. So I don't know why we're entertaining this again.
No, we're not. This is stupid. Everything's stupid. I hate everything. Also, before I forget, the scheduling for next week. Mm. We're doing Fantasy Suites on Monday. Mm-hmm. A Women Tell All on Tuesday. And the next week, we're doing a two-night finale.
Double headers, 2 weeks in a row.
I don't know what we did to deserve this.
I don't know.
Ethan's going to be really upset because he has badminton on Tuesday nights. Mm. And so he's going to be upset to miss those episodes.
Oh, I thought you were saying he's going to be upset that he has to miss badminton. Because he's got to watch The Women Tell All.
I'll tape it for him and he can watch it in his free time.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah, so our schedule for podcasting is yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. But we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. And then talking about other people trying to stay relevant, a little news story floated by my Google feed saying that Caitlin... not the one you're thinking of, but who apparently was on this season.
To think of this, Caitlin. Yeah, she was on the season, and I feel like I've never seen this girl before.
Yeah. Apparently, she and Chad, Lunch Meet Chad, are an item. But what item means, I'm not quite sure. Did they just hang out once? Or because Chad, I mean, you've kept closer tabs on him. I guess you've seen him more recently.
Yeah.
So I guess nothing panned out on his MTV.
Well, it's funny because he did meet a girl and has been dating her on the show. But I believe they had a pretty messy breakup.
Okay.
From what I can figure out from everything I see on the internet.
All right. So how are you feeling about this new couple then?
I mean, I don't give a shit if we're being perfectly honest here.
Right. Yes. Why should we? It's just...
why should we?
Yeah. But Caitlin, what are you doing? Aren't you at least trying to get into Bachelor in Paradise? Or is this maybe a move to be noticed to get into Bachelor in Paradise?
Maybe she's trying to get on X on the Beach season 3.
Ah, yeah. Maybe skip ABC altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be.
Straight to MTV, my friends.
And then... you got some info kind of behind the scenes or cutting room floor type info on this episode. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So apparently Hannah B showed up not to the Hannah G date, but like afterwards to Colton's hotel room, and they filmed it. They have it on film, but they just cut it from the episode for time. And I don't think I'm making this up, but some of the preview that we saw of Hannah was from that. So that's why we're like, we haven't seen this. She makes it to hometowns, or she makes it to Fantasy Suite. So I'm not sure. Maybe that will be released as like a clip, or that's going to come on the Women Tell All, or I don't know.
Or they just filmed it for that preview.
Yeah, like I saw a screenshot of a Reality Steve tweet saying this. I didn't go look at his profile. You know, I didn't ask any more questions really, but I did see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen any of his predictions either, but you know, sometimes it's fun to get those if our audience members know, like, okay, well, this doesn't impact anything, or it's already happened and it's not affecting the total outcome, then they can like email it to us or something. But I did listen to Colton was on Caitlin, the other Caitlin, the more famous, actually known Caitlin Bristow's podcast. And there really was nothing of interest in there. I mean, they got along really well. And then she was really like defending him on Twitter last night with people that were saying, like, why did you ask all these people for permission and stuff? So I think that maybe they became buddies after that or via Jason. But one thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Like, they were on the same season. And that's why they would know each other.
Yeah, well, that's the connection there. And then what did he? He said something about, like, well, the spoilers this season are wrong. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen any spoilers. I feel like I haven't even been hinted.
No. So I wonder.
Which is great. I feel great about that because last season I feel like we didn't know what was going to happen, but like we knew what was going to happen.
Right. Well, and with like that early defense of Garrett, like so early on when scandal came out with his Instagram post. But so then what you told me about the Hannah B showing up made me think like, oh, you know, did they show her as like a hometown episode or, you know, are they trying to do things to skew or misdirect spoilers?
Ooh, I love that. Like how in Project Runway, they always used to film like the fourth or third place's fashion show, even though they didn't actually make it, just to like, you know, for people not to know who it was.
Yes. Yeah. That kind of thing. I would like that if they're trying to thwart reality Steve.
That'd be great. Love that idea. That's fun.
Yeah. So with that, let's go into the actual hometowns that were aired.
Yeah, I'm thinking that our new segment will be longer than our podcast.
Could be.
Talking about the actual show.
Do you want to go in order of how we saw them, in order of which one you liked least to best, or
I
in order
disliked all of them, so if we're doing that, I would just leave.
There'd be no more to talk about. I'll just go how the show showed us. But then,
yeah, because I asked in our Patreon group thread, does anyone know who is not a spoiler versus we are, what the filming order of the hometowns was? And I tagged Alex Wilpon because she always has our back in that. And she said, Reality Steve says Hannah, Kaylin, Tayshia, Cassie. And Margaret Liebman Harrison said Hannah G was filmed on October 27th. Kaylin was filmed on October 29th. Tayshia was filmed on October 31st. And Cassie was filmed November 2nd. I believe Will Holston tweeted this last night, but it's just like, you know, you never want to be shown first because like that is like you're done. Like if we're seeing their date first, it's pretty much a guarantee they're going home at the end of the episode.
Yeah, which I mean it didn't even occur to me when we saw Kaylin's date first. I'm just like, oh, Kaylin's got to be, you know,
yeah, final because two. It's like, you know, I thought about it because I was like, oh, they usually don't like put such a front runner
right
first, but I was like, well, it's Kaylin, so it doesn't matter,
right? So weird. Yeah, so I guess they only flipped the order of Hannah and Kaylin then, and they were on the East Coast, in the South, and then Tayshia and Cassie are in California, so it makes sense geographic wise
yeah,
as well. So
we started with Kaylin.
Kaylin, yeah.
For their pre-date, they rode around in a horse-drawn carriage so Kaylin can show Colton where her dentist was, where her mom used to work,
pediatrician. And other
exciting things like that.
Yes. It was an odd locale for a horse-drawn carriage, I thought. It seemed like they were just in the suburb or something rather than a historic district. Which is where I expect to see a horse-drawn carriage, but they did stop for ice cream, so that was a decent move on a date. I
wish I stopped the episode for ice cream. Actually, that's not true. Ethan and I made chocolate chip stuffed croissants last night. Ooh. And we made 8.
Okay.
And we ate all of them. So, I will say I only had 3 of them, so
Yeah, fair ratio. Did you actually make the the dough, or you had just stuffed chocolate chips into?
We didn't do we didn't buy croissants and just stuff chocolate chips in, but we did buy Pillsbury dough and just put chocolate chips on and rolled it up. Nice. Delicious. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Good idea. It's like pain au chocolat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Close enough.
Exactly. they were in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And then after that, they went to her parents' house. It was her...
In quotes.
Yeah. Yeah, were any of these the real houses?
I believe Tayshia's might have been, just by how many pictures of
there was actually pictures things. I saw of her in a picture. Yeah. So good point. Yes, they had an outdoor barbecue, if I remember right, or a picnic kind of thing.
Great question, Amy. I don't know and I don't care.
So it was her mom.
I hate this episode so much. And this just proved why, because it's stupid.
Yeah.
I get why they do it, but it doesn't mean I don't hate it. And it's funny, Ethan was in a full body cringe the entire episode. This is the first Hometowns he's ever watched. Uh-huh. He's he has to meet four different families and he has to tell them he loves them and he has to do all this and he has He's oh no. Oh no.
Yeah. And he has to ask all four for their blessing or for permission.
You don't have to do that. I remind you of our good friend, Ben Higgins. And okay, we say this every single year. We've been saying this for literally half of a decade. Mm-hmm. You and I, we're not big sticklers for you have to ask parents, blessing or hand in marriage of daughter, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not our jam. If it's your jam, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
if it's your partner, if it's important to your partner, maybe find that out. Then
I didn't ask Amy's parents for her hand in podcasting.
Right.
Although Amy and my mother did have a nice lunch together one time.
We did.
Anyway, it's not our jam, but if you want, if that's important to you, fantastique, as the French would say. Yes. Asking for separate fathers and not mothers. No mothers were involved.
No, not at all.
Fathers for their daughter's hand in marriage. Is stupid. I am so sorry. That is stupid. Don't do that. Pull a Ben Higgins. Wait till about 10 to 15 minutes before you're about to propose, when you've broken up with the last person, to call them and ask. If you're going to do it, maybe make sure you're not saying the same speech to four different people who can all see just straight through your bullshit.
Yeah. I wonder, did he must have thought, they'll just show, a couple of these or something. Or he was clearly coached to, well, we're going to need to, if you don't know where you're at, or, we need to keep the mystery, you have to ask all of them. Because I can't see that he would want to do this, right?
I just don't like that you're asking and then, knowing you're going to break up with at least one. You're going to break up with all of them, mm-hmm. including the winner at some point, I'm sure.
Right.
You're going to break up with somebody in about 4 days and you're still asking. It's just I don't love that.
Right. Yeah. Well, the dads didn't love it either. I guess maybe these were shown in the order of the dads who were from easy
chillest.
Going. Yeah.
The chillest. To least chill.
Yeah. That might be what it was. Because Kaylin's dad, he was very sweet. It's her. Officially her stepdad, but served the role. She considers him her dad, but calls him by his first name. So they had kind of a sweet moment, she and her dad. That's about all that kind of sticks out to me, but he was the most receptive, I would say, to the idea.
Yeah. It was fine. This is fine. I don't care about the state. Let's move on.
All right.
Is there anything else you have to say about it?
Oh, she said she loved him. I think she's the only one to say that instead of falling in love.
Yeah.
So, yes. Oh, and then she was showing him home movies on like a wall?
like a home theater.
Yeah, that was interesting. Okay, and so next up was Birmingham. What I thought was funny, just when he met her, it was like in a pretty garden or something. She's like, "Hey, you're here! Can you believe it?" And he goes like, "Yeah, I'm here." Some of his reactions this episode.
He's so dumb.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I believe it. It's very puppy dog.
Yeah. So as we stated before, they go to an etiquette class. And I have a lot of issues with what happened here.
Okay.
I hated the statement of, well, here in the South, we play by different rules. Mm-hmm. Okay. We get it, lady. second of all, she said, you're going to meet her parents, her father later, and her parents have been carrying this umbrella over her for her entire life, and now you're asking for them to pass the umbrella to you. And it's just like, oh my God, are we serious right now? Demi from this season had a great tweet that was like, I can carry my own damn umbrella, thank you. Like, yes. Oh my God, I was just like, what the hell am I watching? Why am I watching this? What am I doing? I reevaluated everything I know in my life just watching this moment.
Yeah, what does she mean? Like, they had to protect, they've been carrying this umbrella. It wasn't just that, like, they were like helping her out. It's like they were protecting her from everything in life. And now this is what the husband has to do.
Yeah.
They're just waiting to hand over this umbrella.
That analogy made me rage, I'd say. But it didn't make me rage as much as the bread experience. Mm-hmm. So I'll describe this to all you non-viewers, because I know a lot of you have fallen off this season. I can't imagine why. So Lady sets Colton up real bad for this. She's like, okay, pick up a piece of bread. So he's like, okay. And he's like, she's like, how would you eat it? And he's just like going to put it in his mouth. And she's like, no, you're supposed to like offer bread to Hannah first. Like, Hannah, if you want bread, which I'm sure she hasn't eaten a carb since 2013. Yeah. Don't tell me she has. You don't look like that and eat carbs. I know that for a fact. Look at me. I'm as doughy as those rolls are. Oh, you have to give it to her first. Yeah. Okay. Sure. He's like, okay, she takes roll, and then, oh, this is how you eat bread.
But then he can't like hand it to her. He has to like have them. It's like, well, you touched that one, so it can't be.
Yeah,
that
I
one.
Loved. I love that he's like, I touched that one, and I touched that one, and I touched that one.
Yeah.
And then she's like, this is the proper way to eat bread. You tear a little tiny piece off, and then you dip it in butter, and then you put it in your mouth.
Then you take another piece.
Like, no wonder all these people are so skinny. It takes them 3 hours to eat a damn dinner roll.
Yeah, but think of all this butter they're having.
Yeah, I guess
it's
so.
They're like, every bite.
It's like 2/3 butter, 1/3 bread in each bite. I like butter, but like not that much. I prefer bread if it's a fresh bread. Today, I went to the bakery down the street and I got a loaf of fresh bread and I ate 3 slices. No butter. Just because. Just straight into my mouth. No tearing needed.
Yeah, I love how she kept trying to set him up, like, okay, what do we do first? And so he's like,
what do we do first? Like, oh no, you put the you did the silverware wrong, you put your napkin wrong. No one gives a shit. He's not eating with the Queen of England, it's just Hannah's parents.
Yeah, I didn't see any of this going on in her house, but I also didn't see Hannah like laughing any of it off either, so it seemed like she really wanted him to know this stuff and know about this umbrella thing. I don't know. Do you think she was buying into it?
I don't know. And I think I blacked out from rage after the bread, because I take my bread eating very seriously.
Yes, as do I. And I agree with Colton. It's like, I just know you just eat the food.
Yeah,
that's the rule.
Oh, great. And like, maybe don't get it on your face. Try your best. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it's not that hard. Like, we're not... okay, maybe in 2019 we're like too soft and like, well, let me just eat bread how I want. Okay, I want to eat bread, so just let me consume it in a way that makes me feel good. And if you don't like it, please don't watch me eat bread. Yeah. You should be watching me eat bread anyway. But if you want me to do an Instagram live of me eating bread, just let me know and I'll do it for you. No problem. Okay? Just don't put me on any weird site. Actually do if they're going to send me money. You know what? I want this new career of eating bread on the internet.
It's like a new influencer
type.
Yeah, exactly.
The glutenfluencer. Yes, nailed it.
Nice. Yeah, I love how conflicted this lady was when Colton, he guessed like, oh, we say grace first. And her head was about to explode. Like, well, I don't want to like say it's bad to say grace, but no, you have to put your napkin in your lap first.
Yeah, I love that Colton was just like, you say grace. And he was like trying and like,
yeah,
you know, you that could be a right answer.
Nope, not in this world.
Not in this world. Let's move to dinner. Anything exciting happen here?
I would say, let's see. She had a lot of cousins there. Mom. And like,
weird that none of us knew that she was good friends with Kate Gosselin.
Yeah, why did that come up? Is that how she got her influencer start?
Yeah, it's like everybody else in that frame was from like 2018, and she was just from like 2006.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was very mean of me, but like I have questions here.
Yeah, I think we saw that hairstyle back on Chris Soule's season as well when we went to Iowa, but that was still some years ago. But yeah, the Kate Gosselin look is alive and well. The mom was a little, you know, protective.
Yeah, I almost liked the mom being overly protective. Like, I feel like, oh, like my dad's so, you don't want to meet my dad. You don't want to piss off my dad. Like, that's right. Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Give me her mad mom.
Yeah, I think this mom should have been the one to give the blessing.
Yeah.
She was tougher. And she said something that I liked where it was like, I hadn't heard a parent say it quite this way, but just that, you know, she could tell that Hannah was really excited. And she was like, well, you deserve to be this excited and for it to work out. Like, so not to like get this excited about somebody and then have it end. So just like, you know, looking out for her and wanting the best for her daughter.
There was a lot of good parent quotes this episode.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of talk about like the timeline. Like, you've only known this person for 6 weeks, or it's been a month, or how much time have you spent? Like, these parents, I don't know if it's because it's a younger cast, these parents are asking the questions that make a lot of sense.
And, how dare they?
Yeah.
Come on, The Bachelor, and make sense.
I'm just kind of surprised that it's been shown, because usually they kind of hide that, like, oh, we've gotten to know each other so well through this process. But no, they showed all those quotes.
I also loved like the many people who were like, well, I don't know anything about this guy. And it's like, girl, I know you Googled the F out of him.
Exactly. They all like, yeah, obviously knew. Yeah. But I think all these parents were thinking like, oh, I didn't think that you'd be showing up back here. And so now they suddenly are like, wait a minute, I better ask some questions here. So mm-hmm. I thought she was just going to travel. And nope, maybe that's the case, but they're still there. I was just pulling up, I mentioned that Caitlin Bristow was defending his decision to ask all four fathers. And so she says, someone was saying, no, don't ask any until you're down to the very end. It takes all the romance out of it if you ask four fathers. Talking to Caitlin, and then Caitlin said, so that's what's weird for you, not that he dates 30 women on national TV, takes three to a fantasy suite where intimacy is an option, meeting all the families while dating others, and then he picks the best one to marry at the end, but that's what takes the romance out of it for you?
Well, yeah, because like, I don't know, it just feels,
is it because like, they brought it's because it's bringing families into it?
No, I think it's more that that's usually like your final step. Like, you bought the ring usually at that point when you're asking. Mm-hmm. And you're just mentioning it to the parents because like you want them to know. And I feel like it's that final step before asking the question. And so for me, when you're still dating four women and you haven't been intimate in whatever sense of the word you want to be in this experience, mm-hmm. I just feel like it's too soon to do it. And I don't if you're going to ask, I think you should be asking one person and not four, just as like a, well, you know, just in case I do end up with your daughter, can I get your blessing? Like, that's what's more weird about it to
me. It's like the asterisk on it. Like, well, I can't tell you that I'm for sure in love with her, but yeah, still give me your blessing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and you know, you with the other, you want a couple more weeks in there. And I don't know, like, I can understand where Caitlin is coming from. But in the same sense that, you know, asking that question, you're right, Amy, does bring a little bit of the real world into it, where we can suspend our disbelief for so long in this bachelor world where everything's perfect and great and whatever. But then you're also giving the woman like a really false sense of hope, because you don't know if he's asked the other women or other women's parents. And like, especially like we saw in Tayshia's date where the dad basically like blew up a spot and asked, like, he asked me for my permission. And now Tayshia's thinking, well, like, then I'm a front runner. And that doesn't mean Tayshia's a front runner.
No. Yeah. Is this going to be the new, okay, Ben Higgins says, I love you to two women. Now it's like, yeah, Tayshia thinking like, oh, well, he asked my dad for permission, and come to find out you asked all four.
It's possible. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, speaking of Tayshia, should we jump to that date in Orange County?
Of course. Let's go to it.
This was the most eventful date.
It was. And I like Tayshia's parents quite a bit. We'll get to that in a minute. First, they go skydiving.
Yeah. So we had seen the preview of them going skydiving and we're thinking like, oh my gosh, like, why is Colton taking Tayshia again? Like, why is he putting all these terrible dates on her? But Tayshia chose to do this on her hometown. So she can only blame herself now.
I think that's great payback.
It was. He was legitimately frightened.
Yeah. And she was talking about like the Bird Box challenge, and quite a few people pointed out like, that movie didn't get released until like December after filming. So her ITM about this was just like filmed way later or something.
It did sound really weird. Like, I don't know that I would have caught it if I didn't have subtitles on. So
yeah. And like Ethan mentioned it.
You think it was like the producers were like, hey, this is trending, let's get this into the episode. And then it's already kind of like passed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like Ethan was like, wasn't that movie like come out way after? And I was like, no, it came out at the same time because I have like no sense of time.
Yeah. Did you watch that movie?
Amy, come on. Okay.
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Of course I have not watched that, and I'm never going to. It doesn't fall into the categories of comedy, romantic comedy, and movie based on book I've read. Even that last category is a little loose. Sometimes I've read a book. Guess who still hasn't watched Big Little Lies after reading the book?
Oh, really? Wow. We're the opposite. But I only watched it.
I did read Sharp Objects, and now I want to watch that show. Okay. Will I? We'll see.
Yeah.
I did walk out of the theater during Girl with the Dragon Tattoo because it was too scary as a movie. But I did read the book.
Yeah. Well, that is commendable, I have to say. In this day and age, a millennial reading.
Yeah, like I read on my iPad though, because I can rent it from the library and not have to leave my house.
Nice. Well,
support your local libraries, everyone.
Yes. So they go skydiving. They both seem to really like it after the fact. Something that seems like people are glad to have done. And they'll let you know that they've gone skydiving in their life, I think. Based on the bios we used to see of the contestants, they would always mention it if they had done it before. And then they go to her parents' house, the one that we think is a real house. And she has two brothers, one who was pretty young and one that was
probably... was like drinking wine with all the adults, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love
way
that
to be.
Kid.
Yeah.
He was very like, he was like a 30-year-old trapped in a 10-year-old's body.
Yeah. And then I didn't realize that Tayshia was part Hispanic, but her mom was Hispanic, Rosario. And yeah, so it's kind of, you kind of get more background into these contestants when you meet their families, which that part I always enjoy. And I really enjoyed her dad this time around.
He was like, you know, I don't love like the dads who are like well, I'm going to shotgun you if you come near my daughter. But like, he had some like good questions. Like, I loved the microwave relationship quote. How fantastic. And that's going to stay with us for the rest of our lives.
So good. Yeah. It just sums up what happens on that show. You said, don't microwave relationships. And what was really nice is that he's talking really in depth with Tayshia about all of this and kind of about like, you know, what she's been through and really challenging her. If she would say, you know, this is different, he'd be like, well, how? And why does it have to be, you know, how are you sure? And there's, you know, three other people. And also when Colton asked for his permission, he didn't give it at that time. And then
great, yeah.
Yeah.
And when he had this conversation with Tayshia, do you like that Tayshia responded like, I don't know, I'd say an adult, where later on in the episode, Cassie basically threw a fit until her dad gave permission?
Yeah. Yeah, it was clearly a different type of reaction.
No, daddy, like my boyfriend. Like, ugh.
Yeah. I don't want you to be mad at me if I do this.
And he was like, Cassie, you're 23. Right. Which I was like, oh, yeah, about that. Okay, so Tayshia, yeah. And he, yeah, I thought this went really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was not expecting that when they sat back down, he, like you said, blew up Colton's spot. But he said, like, okay, I was basing that just based on what you told me and, you know, not knowing you and only it was your feelings. But then I got to hear from my daughter and her feelings. So now that I know what her feelings are, you have my blessing. So I like that he wasn't just, you know, going to blindly give his blessing without making sure that it was something his daughter actually wanted and that she had thought this through. And Tayshia said that she would have said yes if he proposed to her that day. That's what she told her dad. Yeah, so that's where they're at. But I believe they just stayed at the saying they're falling in love with each other.
Yeah.
Which Colton is saying back to the women. I don't know that he's...
Interesting move!
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's following... And did Ari do this? Where it's like the lingo is, if you say falling, it's okay?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess you can say it to more than one. And yeah, that was their date. And yeah, I think she did the most with her hometown, I think.
Mm-hmm. She did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Cassie.
Mm-hmm. They went surfing. This made me laugh so hard. Colton was such a big, big old dweeb, and it was amazing.
You mean how he kept falling? And
yeah, it's hilarious. He couldn't even like stand up, and like, no, I could not either.
No.
Don't get me wrong.
Right.
No, I am like, no, don't put me on things.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. He had never done it before. And to me, it was just crazy that like her actual hometown was Huntington Beach. I don't know. It just seems like that's where contestants live, but they
that's
come
like
from
the
live
else. Feed. If you go into a Hollister is like where she had
yeah,
her hometown.
Like, that's like where she grew up. So, and then meeting her parents, I was like, these parents, especially the mom, looks like she could have been a contestant on the show 10 years ago. Like, they're so young.
They're and they're all looking. Like hot and like look exactly alike.
Yep, exactly.
I didn't her know sisters. Who Cassie was.
Right. Yes. Very blonde, very beautiful. And yeah, you kind of described it that, well, her dad did have a really good quote, just saying that, I don't know, Colton seemed like a guy, not giving him any praise, not saying seemed like a nice guy, not even giving him that. But then, like you mentioned, Cassie and her dad, Cassie's pretty defensive and kind of reverting to teenage behavior, I would say.
Did you notice this like weird pout she did the entire time too?
Hmm.
Like, you know how you talk to a child and like they hurt their knee and you're like, oh my God. Like she was doing that the entire time. Like when her sister was crying and when her dad was saying, no, you can't be with him. She's like, oh, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah. I didn't notice it, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Based on the tone of everything. And, well, when they were surfing, Colton said something like, well, you know where I'm at. And she said, I know Colton's falling in love with me. But did he say that at some point that we saw? Or did she
I don't think so. But like, they did a lot of like making out in weird places. So who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's interesting about this date was like, Cassie was fighting to be with Colton, but also admitting she's like not ready to say yes to a proposal from him.
Uh-huh. Not sure. She wasn't ready to say that she was falling in love back. And she had said, like, well, my family, like, their opinion is really important. So I think that'll be a good step. But then even after their, maybe it's because it didn't go that well with her family. But even after that date, Colton was very upset that Cassie did not say it back to him.
And I was really expecting during like the rose ceremony or before the rose ceremony that she was going to like interrupt Chris Harrison or interrupt Colton and tell him. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. And there was a couple moments where they like zoomed in on her face when it wasn't like super necessary. And I was like, oh, this is happening. And then it didn't happen. So,
yeah, that's usually the move. Like, I messed, because she said, I hope I didn't mess anything up because, you know, it was sort of weird last night or whenever it was before the rose ceremony. So, but it didn't really ultimately impact when it comes to the rose ceremony. The person, so he calls first Hannah, then Tayshia, and then we see, you know, the two friends, Kaylin and Cassie, kind of hold hands and look at each other and give that same pout. They're sad that one of them will be leaving, and it was Kaylin. So how shocked were you that Kaylin was the one to go home this episode?
I was flabbergasted when Tayshia got the rose. Honestly, second, I was like, oh, we're doing this.
Yeah, I thought it was, I thought maybe Hannah G would go or Tayshia, but
yeah.
Yeah, it was Kaylin. So she was upset.
Okay, understandably.
Mm-hmm. And I don't
think she even had like a thing saying, oh, like if he says goodbye to me, I'm going to be so like devastated, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I should have known then, but I didn't.
Yeah. And she turned to Cassie and said, like, I love you, get engaged. So she didn't say bye to, obviously, Tayshia. They have some bad blood, and didn't say bye to Hannah G that we saw. So
yeah,
it's kind of these two factions, it seems like. And I don't think Colton did a great job, like, comforting her or anything on the way out.
She hardcore sobbed, which I kind of loved.
Okay.
A lot of the times they wait to sob until they're in the car, which is what I would love to do, but not what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a lot of like, oh, come here, I'll give you a hug. But she said, like, I feel so stupid. I could really see it at the end. And he didn't say, like, don't feel stupid. Like, I care about, he didn't say anything. Like,
again, he's a moron.
Yeah. So it was just, he just wanted her to get out of there and get back to the three that he still wants to be with, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, let's go to our draft. Kirsten said what lost her final draft choice. So she currently has 109. But George says that many feel Kaylin has a great shot to be the Bachelorette. So there could be a few more points for Kirsten, but Kirsten tweeted at us like, you're welcome for reversing the curse.
Yeah, so, we appreciate it greatly.
We do. And then you have 112 with Cassie left, and with Tayshia and Hannah G still left, I am shocked, but I have 188.
So oh my God.
Running away with it here.
What is happening?
I don't know. What reality is this? Crazy. So does this mean that we keep inviting Kirsten back now? Like, have we settled into like our new draft strategy?
I guess so.
Yeah. Interesting. And then I think George really felt bad for Kirsten because he said, an update for the Rehapsular draft. While watching Monday's show again tonight with the wife, I realized Kaylin gets points for saying, I'm fully in love with you. That's 5 more points for Kirsten said what? And for anyone else. So actually that means she has 114. So she's ahead of you right now.
What a fucking bitch. Just kidding. I love you, Kirsten.
Oh, but yes. Interesting. I thought for sure one of mine was gone tonight. And let's see. Previews. We just know that there's 2 episodes next week. And
we might get the jump finally.
Finally. Where is this jump happening? I thought, okay, whose hometown? I kept waiting for it. That we needed some excitement on this episode, but where do you think it's going to happen? Like, whose date or what circumstance?
I think it might be at the house.
So wherever they're staying for the fantasy suites.
Oh, yeah, it's fantasy suites. Yeah. Out, so. Oh, God, I don't know.
Or for their compound is.
Yeah. Do we know where they're going? Do I know where they're going? I don't know where they're going. And I was just about to Google it, but I'm not going to. That's a bad idea. Right.
So usually at this point, he comes back in and will say, like, okay, we're going somewhere. But instead, he, like, pulls Chris Sayre. The episode ended with him, like, talking to Chris, right? And then the women just talking about how excited they were to go to fantasy suites and, like, a bunch of
innuendo. They're going to talk about weird intercourse stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, we didn't mention it, but I believe, I can't remember if it was in the episode or in the preview, he said something about, like, he wants his, I want to die just saying this, his first experience to be, like, loving and tender. And
the best thing she's ever felt.
Colton, I'm so sorry, but it won't be.
Setting the expectations really high here. And then, we forgot to mention that when he was skydiving, they played a voiceover of him praying for his life because he wants to experience sex.
How many times did he say no to doing that before he finally just said, okay, fine, I'll do it?
Yeah, because it was pretty deadpan. Like, it wasn't. Yeah, it's just like, okay, I'm gonna read this script here so I can get out of here and go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we are looking forward to is to, as always, every week, is to answer your questions. This one you got as an Instagram DM. So our listeners are resourceful. They will find a way if they
like it.
So, I forgot your, this is from Mafalda Doo. I forgot your email, so sending my question through here. Tayshia was
bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
Yes, bachelorwrapup@gmail.com for those wondering for your long form questions. So Mafalda says, Tayshia was maybe my favorite hometown date ever. Was that not so refreshingly sincere? Best dad ever? Would love to hear your take. Also, is it me or is Colton more than other bachelors before just saying the exact same script to every parent?
Okay, yes. I thought Tayshia's hometown date was great. Very refreshing. You're right. Yes, I think Colton did say the same thing to every parent. And here's my theory. He knows he's a dummy and not great with words. So he wrote it down and memorized it.
Yeah, maybe. The only difference I saw was sometimes he said permission and sometimes he said blessing. And I feel like blessing is better than permission. If he's going to. Let's see.
And this email, I forgot to write at the end, but it is from George CTV.
Ah, the email. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. All right. He says, rank the following. Horse-drawn carriage ride for ice cream. Etiquette class, skydiving, surfing. That's number one. So let's do that one first.
Surfing.
Number one.
Yep.
Okay.
Horse-drawn carriage, because I love ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Skydiving, etiquette class.
I still would do the etiquette class before skydiving.
Oh my God, that's what Ethan said too. Yeah. And I was like, not a chance.
Because you could just get through it. number two, if Colton had gone to hometowns when there were 10 women left, would he have asked all 10 for permission to marry their daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. Does Hannah G's mom look like Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie? See attached picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Google Tootsie and Hannah G's mom, and I think you can find this photo.
From Facebook, Tim Shields wants to know, can you please confirm whether Cassie has been on any other episode this season?
I can't, because I believe the one episode she had a one-on-one date, I was away.
All right, so we remain a mystery.
Yeah.
Will Holston, would you rather microwave relationship or ask your partner's parents to take over umbrella duty?
Microwave relationship.
This just made me picture, like, like a new wedding trend in the South where they're like gonna like hand an umbrella like he gives the daughter away and hands the umbrella, and then they hold the umbrella. It's gonna be the next Pinterest craze, and it's gonna be terrible.
Gross.
Justin Feinberg, would you rather go bungee jumping, go skydiving, personally attend Colton and Hannah's etiquette class, or watch Bachelor and Bachelorette hometown date episodes for 24 hours without a break? You must pick one. My gosh.
This is tough. Maybe the hometown date episodes.
Just have it. It's yeah, like a Big Brother punishment where you're locked in a room.
Yeah, I'll just
go crazy.
Yeah, I'll just have my iPad with me, like I do during regular Bachelor episodes.
That'd be a fun live tweet session. Haley's 24 hour.
Oh my god, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it.
I was just thinking today about like, has anyone gone back and watched some of these older seasons if they're available? Like, I was randomly thinking of like that season where they had two men, like they did with Caitlin and Britt, and they were like older guys, and it was just such a different time. And so I just wonder how they would fare now.
Yeah, we should do a rewatch at some point, but
it's just so much
work. I just don't want to.
No, I just, it's kind of like when Rob talks about the older seasons of Survivor, that there's just like so many slow, like more boring moments, and it just didn't seem slow at the time.
No, but now I'm just like, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. And then Justin also asks, are Colton and Tayshia really falling in love with each other, or are they secretly rivals entrenched in a dare war playing out on national television? If the latter is true, what's the next step? Mountain climbing? Tubing down Class V or Class 5 River Rapids? At what point will Colton and Tayshia find themselves needing to follow that dark tunnel to the white light that's just ahead? Follow up, what was the best moment of the slog of an episode, and why was it the skydive instructors? If both parachutes falter, follow the dark tunnel to the white light joke, completely going over Colton and Tayshia's head.
Oh yeah, that was funny. That was Ethan was a big fan of that.
Yeah. He had his moment on the, he made the most of his 5 minutes of fame, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you see more like a rival, like a friendly rivalry vibe, or falling in love?
Who, I don't know. Maybe they're just like international spies who are set up to kill each other in the weirdest way possible.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of set up this dynamic, so what will they do on the fantasy suite?
Who knows? Ooh, I don't want to know.
Yeah, we don't want to know. Justin Feinberg, how many times does Colton have to get awkward responses in return to his asking the father's blessing to marry their daughter the night he meets them before he realizes it is a bad idea?
I just don't think he does realize it's a bad idea.
And if we go with the order that they were filmed, and basically the order they were shown too, he got pretty good responses from the Southern fathers in Virginia and in Alabama, so I think he was a little thrown for a loop that the California dads are like, this is not going to fly.
Good point.
Let's see. Justin Feinberg, Cassie's heart was hurt before. Oh no, is this a spoiler for Young Ones?
Yes.
Oh dear. When are you going to be checking that one out, Haley?
I don't know. Maybe that'll be our off-season podcast. Maybe.
Garrett Mock, what's the worst Coltonism from this episode? I would like to make a cheers, or umbrellas keep things from falling on us.
Oh god, he's so dumb. Roll Tide.
I'd like to make a cheers. Oh, so good. Will Holston, why is Colton the most charming anytime he's jumping from great heights?
You know, that's a great question. Maybe like fear makes him be more normal.
Maybe. Stephen Schultz, do you tear off a piece of bread, then butter that little piece and repeat with each piece, or are you normal?
Of course I don't. I just shove it all in my mouth.
Debbie Chang, how do they fix the format of hometown dates? These are getting to be the most boring episodes of every season with families on their best behavior. There's nothing close to JoJo's brothers or Dean's dad last night in terms of spice.
You can't fix the hometowns. They're so terrible. Yeah. But they will always have them. closest we got is the family's coming to Utah in Caitlin season.
Yeah.
They didn't have actual hometown dates.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that mixed it up.
That was great.
Let's do that again. The only other way I can think of is just like making sure the lead takes somebody that you know is going to have that interesting hometown, like Corinne. We met the nanny. So if he had kept Demi, then we would have been interesting to meet her mom. And there's that story. Just something that's like a little more compelling, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but yeah, format wise, they should rethink it, or maybe they make the families go on the date, like go on a like chaperone or something.
Yeah,
or
I don't
come
know.
Out to the mansion earlier on, or
oh, it's awful. Whatever it is.
Yeah. And then Sarah Benitez, if Colton asked you for permission to propose to your daughter, would you give it?
I'd be like, it's not my decision to make. Like, ask like, her.
Ask the dad.
Oh my god.
No. Just kidding. Moms can't give permission. Let's see. Jessica Frey. I didn't watch, but did two of the girls have Orange County as their hometown? Huntington Beach is in Orange County, and someone else just went to the OC. Did anyone from the OC go to Disneyland for their hometown? And if not, why?
That would have been some interesting synergy, actually, because ABC is owned by Disney. So I'm surprised they didn't do that.
You think they could have gotten in really early or really late? Gotten permission.
If I was the Bachelorette and somebody took me to Disney on their hometown, that is the person I'd break up with.
I don't know. It's an expensive place to go. So
yeah, maybe. Good point. But also, I never want to go again.
You've been?
Been to the Florida one. I always mix them up. That's World.
Yeah.
I was 14, great age for that. I never want to go again.
Yeah. Go back to Florida, you have to go to Harry Potter World, right?
Yes. My plan is,
or it's in California too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My plan is like go to see a spring training game one time, go to Harry Potter World, and then literally never go back to Florida. I'm
nice
sorry,
trip.
Floridians. I love you so much. But I just don't need to spend time at Disney.
Yeah.
I just don't need to do it.
Yeah. You don't need to. You know yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great for people.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are not me.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect you and your decisions for loving Disney and wanting to go. Again, that is not me.
There's room for all viewpoints here.
There is. I would prefer to stay at home and eat a loaf of bread to myself in a normal way.
That is normal.
Yeah.
Carbs are good. All right, Susie Ann also says, I haven't had the chance to watch last night's episode.
Don't bother, please.
You started a trend here. But I've been starting to get concerned because I'm not 100% sure that Hannah G can talk. Does anyone know what her voice sounds like? Does she speak?
Susie, let me break this to you. Not only can she speak, she can also rap.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Tune in to the last 2 minutes to Andrea Belke, she is not. She does not have freestyling skills that I like to see.
Can you imagine a boring white gal from Alabama can't rap? I, for one, am flabbergasted at that revelation.
How about her dad with the beat?
We're all trying here. Yeah. We're all trying our best.
Yes. Yeah, maybe that was part of the etiquette lesson that...
always give a beat.
I was gonna say not speaking unless spoken to or something.
She is a lady after all.
I know. Southern Belle. And then rounding it out here with Felipe Shimon. Haley, do you regret not skipping this episode like you did last season? Do you plan on pretending you watched next season?
Yes. To both of those.
Maybe we need to ensure we have a guest next season so that, you know, each of us can take a date.
Yeah, like I think last year I had like a really, really insane work week during this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what I'll do is force myself to work that night. And I'll just have to miss it.
Take one for the team.
Take one for my team.
Yes.
My emotional team.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, go on, plan your vacations a different way. Because then you're on vacation, not even working.
Yeah. Usually it's like the week before like our biggest event of the year. And last year we had like a conference and then the biggest event of the year. So it was a real mess. So, yeah, I will try and not be there for it. Or I will not watch it. Uh-huh. And I'll just get you to tell me what happens.
Right. Something
that seems like an effective method to watch a show, because so many of you are doing that. You're just listening to us talk about the show.
Yeah, we could just, it could be a game for next time. Like, see if people.
Ooh, what a great idea.
Guess what happened.
Or I'll like watch it on delay so I can just fast forward through everything.
Yeah.
And then when you ask me, did you see this? I'll be like, no, I fast forward through that. Sorry.
Perfect. Well, that's it for questions. Haley, do you have takes from Doug?
Oh my gosh, of course I do. I almost forgot.
Oh, can't forget that.
I can't. Because when he sent them, I was doing my walk, but around my house, we have a circle house.
Oh.
So not like our house is not circular, but like our living room, dining room, hallway, kitchen is all attached. So when I don't feel like going outside for my walk, I just walk in circles around our house for half an hour because I'm a loser. Okay. Yeah. So I haven't read them. I haven't screened them. So who knows what they're going to say. I can't trust Doug. Am I right? No, I'm just kidding. Hannah teaching Colton manners induced a PTSD moment from my childhood when my mom would regularly threaten to send me and my sister to manners camp. We thought that no such evil place existed, but last night's episode showed us the truth. Wow. That's a great threat. I'm going to have to use that. Do you think Tayshia's little brother is still sitting at the kitchen table by himself drinking lemonade? If he knows, he was smart and just like staying out of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
What sounds more out of place? Hannah's dad trying to rap or Clay trying to sing? Please demonstrate the latter by reading in Clay's voice his second most recent Instagram post, which features a shirtless picture and song lyrics as caption. Okay, let me go to that. I really should have screened it so I could have been prepared. Right. So Clay,
what's his name?
Right? Oh no, this is wrong.
Yeah, that's the guy from.
I'm mixing up my reality Clays. Okay, Clay Harbor. Does that sound correct? That
sounds right.
Yes. Okay.
Clay Harbs. Two.
Okay. Oh my God, Doug! I'm so mad at you.
ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
These are not the lyrics I was expecting.
No, they are not, are they?
Interesting post here.
Conspiracy theory. I think Cassie's family was just a bunch of Abercrombie models of the producers found on the street. Also, her lack of a straddle hug definitely shows she's there for the wrong reasons. Oh, great point.
Yeah. Gotta have that at the every date, the hometown date.
Colton's inability to surf was really embarrassing. Luckily for him, it's not more embarrassing than praying, God, please don't let me die. I'm still need to lose my virginity. I hear it's really good.
Maybe he said that during the etiquette date. Save me.
Colton's relationships were compared to a microwave and a car. What inanimate object would you use to describe your relationship with Ethan? What a good question. What would I eat? Oh, good boy. I don't know, like a Big Mac combo, maybe?
Sounds good.
Amy, what would you use to describe your relationship with your boyfriend?
An inanimate object. Maybe like a map or something? I don't know.
Ooh, that's great. I like that. Okay. Why have we not jumped the fence yet? I've suffered long enough. I've suffered long enough. I just want to see him jump the fence and lose his shit until Ben Higgins is sent to talk some sense into him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they've really milked this for everything. You know how they say, like, with TV shows, jump the shark? Are we going to start saying jump the fence for every Bachelor season now, like the jump the fence moment? Like, is it going to be actually something that is worth it? Or is it just going to be one of these, like, red herring?
I don't know.
Is it going to be worth it?
No, it's not. It can't be worth it with how much we saw of it.
Right. They missed the window, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But I still want to know. It's the only thing keeping me tuning in.
I know.
Yes.
I just need the, you know, like the closure.
I know. Because apparently he quit the show for a short amount of time. Whatever amount of time
two
he was
whole days
over the fence. Was it 2 days?
I think so.
Wow. That's like a whole hometown date.
Oh, God, I hate this show so much.
How much did that impact production costs, schedule, everything?
Yeah.
Wow. 2 days. I would have sworn it was like 15 minutes.
No, I think it was 2 whole days. Like, they literally couldn't find him for 2 days.
Wow.
So.
That's exciting.
And we'll finally get to know what happens.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Couldn't they just, like, get around the fence? Like, how hard would it be to, like, just chase after him?
I don't know. Maybe he hid really well in a bush.
He learned on that survival date.
Yeah.
He knew what to do. Very exciting. Well, that's what we have to look forward to. So stay tuned to us to figure out when we will be recording.
We'll be here eventually.
Yes, it will be in your feed. And Haley, where can people find you to keep up on our schedule?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, as always, hstrong_. And you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. Put up a post a couple hours ago. Our time, not you listening to this podcast time, about my kitchen renovations. So
nice.
If you're interested, check that out. And if you're not interested, just check it out anyway.
Where do you keep the bread in your kitchen?
It doesn't keep long because I eat it. You know what? Okay, so I was gone. Yeah, well, I was gone. Ethan bought whole wheat bread, and I don't really like whole wheat bread, and Ethan doesn't eat a whole ton of whole wheat bread. So I was like, I'm not letting all this bread go to waste because I'm not crazy. So I was like, oh, I'll make breadcrumbs. What a nightmare making breadcrumbs is. Let me tell you. Oh, my God. Okay, so I put all the bread in the oven like I was supposed to. Put it in for the amount of time I was supposed to. And then it's just like, crush it up after. But like, the bread was sharp and it hurt my hands. But some of it was still soft, so I just left it for the next day. It took me like literally 2 days to make breadcrumbs.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah, it was not as easy as I was expecting.
Yeah, well, that just puts me off of tearing off little pieces of bread then when I eat. Yeah. I was going to do it, but not anymore.
Jim, if there's a better way to make breadcrumbs, please let me know.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
I need help.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so that's me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. Very pretty. I've seen pictures before, but yeah, it looks like a lot of work.
Yeah, it was, and I did almost none of it.
Okay. Just directed, right?
Yeah. I don't do well in home renos because I'm very impatient and I'm also not good at anything. So me being in there is just like, you know what? Better not. I'll just do this and I'll see you later.
Yeah. And then you can find me at RHAP Recapper, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.